Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
If you were a dinosaur robbing a bank, would you do it for money or do it for love?
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast. My name's Lee.
And my name is Peter.
The Story Pirates take stories written by kids from all over the country, and we turn them into radio plays. This podcast has some of our favorite radio plays from days of yore.
That's truly. And today's story is also great. It was written by a then third grader all the way back in 2012. He is from Georgetown, Texas. His name is Ethan Griffiths. And this story is called Dino Bank Robbers Who Actually Stole for Charity.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
All right, before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Ethan's story, why don't we read the original story Ethan sent in to us?
That is a great idea. Let's do it.
Once upon a time, there were two dino bank robbers. Let's go rob $1 million from the bank, said Goblosaurus. Okay, said G-Rex. So the robbers robbed the $1 million. Suddenly, the alarm sounded. Lights were flashing outside. Put your hands up in the air where I can see them, said the Coplosaurus. But the robbers didn't listen and ran away. So the police jumped in their car and drove after them when they found them. They were driving a Ferrari. So the cops kicked their car up to high gear. When they caught up, they found out they stole it for charity. The cops told them they would not get arrested since they stole it for charity.
Action packedly.
What an amazing story from Ethan. We had so much fun turning this into a radio play.
I want to hear the adaptation right now.
Here it is from third grader Ethan Griffiths from Georgetown, Texas. Dino Bank Robbers Who Actually Stole for Charity.
Roar! Oh, excuse me for roaring in your ear. I didn't see you there. I'm Goblosaurus, and here comes G-Rex, my partner in crime. And I do mean crime. You see, G-Rex and I are...
dinosaurs! Oh, hey, Goblosaurus, it's me, your buddy G-Rex. Were you just talking about how we're dinosaurs? It's awesome being a dinosaur! Roar!
G-Rex, I was actually about to reveal that we are...
herbivores? Yeah, we only eat plants! It's awesome! Plants! Roar!
No, G-Rex, silence! I was about to disclose the fact that we are...
best friends? Oh, Goblosaurus, this is so sweet of you to tell everybody! Roar!
No, enough! For the love of Pangaea, G-Rex, I'm trying to say that we are bank robbers.
Oh, yeah, bank robbers. Being a bank robber is awesome! Bank robbers! Roar!
Quiet, G-Rex! For today is our biggest job yet. We are going to rob $1 million. In fact, we're already here in the middle of the bank, so no more roaring.
Roar! Okay!
All right, G-Rex, you know the routine. I use my long neck to be lookout, and you use those tiny arms of yours to pick the lock, get into the safe, and swipe that cash.
Yeah, that's the only thing these tiny arms are good for. Here I go. All right, pick, pick. Listen as tumblers fall, G-Rex gets us right. Yeah! Hey, Goblinosaurus, I did it! We stole $1 million! I'm so happy! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! Roar!
Shh, G-Rex, stop celebrating! You'll set off the... Oh, no! You set off the alarm! And now look who's here!
Well, well, what do we have here? Two wise dinos thinking they could pull a fast one on me, Coppolosaurus! Well, think again. Now put your hands in the air where I can see them.
Okay.
I said get your arms up.
This is as far as they go.
Quick, G-Rex, hop into the getaway Ferrari.
Yes, get out of here.
What? How'd you get that Ferrari inside this bank? Oh, I'll get those robbers. No more Mr. Nisosaurus. I'm jumping in my car and kicking it up into high gear. Here I go.
Drive faster, G-Rex. He's catching up to us.
Aren't you totally psyched that we got the $1 million? Roar! Now we can...
Faster, G-Rex!
Ah, Goblinosaurus, relax. Just think how awesome it is that we can give this pile of money to...
If you dinosaurs want to make it out of the Triassic period in one piece, you'll get out of that Ferrari!
Faster! Roar!
Stop worrying! Goblinosaurus will never ever catch up to us unless someone forgot to fill up the gas tank and we're actually running on empty right now.
Why did you say that, G-Rex?
Because I forgot to fill up the gas tank. I'm actually running empty.
Oh, no! The Ferrari won't go any farther. We're done for, G-Rex. Our hopes for this heist are extinct.
I guess you're right, Goblinosaurus. Now we'll never give that money to...
That's enough. Step out of the vehicle. You two dinosaurs are going to dino jail.
No! Roar!
Chill out. Goblinosaurus, look on the bright side. Now we'll get to spend the next 10 to 15 years hanging out all the time. I guess the only bad part is we can't give all that money to charity.
Wait, what was that?
Oh, we were just going to give all that $1 million to charity. Now we can't.
I just love charity.
Whoa, now, fellas. Why did you say something earlier? I can't arrest you if you stole the money for charity. It says so in the Bill of Dino Rights.
What?
That's right. You're obviously two kind-hearted dinosaurs. Now go free and give that money to charity.
This is a miracle. Thank you, Coppolosaurus.
This is awesome. Sorry to put you through that whole car chase.
Ah, make no bones about it, G-Rex. By the way, what charity will you give the money to?
PETA!
That's right, PETA. It stands for Please Elongate These Tiny Arms. Roar!
A worthy cause indeed. Now go on, and may your epic generosity be remembered by all of us. May it be commemorated in the finest museums throughout the land!
That's funny. Us in a museum.
Oh, G-Rex. The end!
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Ethan Griffiths.
Hey, Ethan.
Hello.
How you doing today?
Good.
Ethan, where are you right now?
I'm in Georgetown, Texas.
Texas. Georgetown, Texas. How do you like that place?
I really like it.
What's your favorite thing about Georgetown?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Maybe Blue Hole. It's this natural spring we have that you can go swim at.
A natural spring?
Yes.
What part of Texas is Georgetown in?
Like Central Texas. I think it's north of Austin.
Yeah, I remember there are a lot of natural springs in that area. I'm from Texas, too. I'm from Houston.
Well, I'm from New York.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
That is so weird. You're from New York, but you live in Texas, and I'm from Texas, but I live in New York.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's weird, dude. How's your day today?
Pretty good so far.
What have you been doing?
We were at the library.
Oh, you're at the library right now?
Yeah, they just ended this thing. They did a reading competition.
Oh, cool. Were you in the reading competition?
Yes. It was 5 hours for an entry, and I got 45 entries, I think it was.
What? 45?
Yes.
That sounds like a lot. I've never been in a reading competition, but it sounds to me like you won.
I didn't. They had a free iPad you could win, and someone else won it. I forgot their name.
Man, I would like a free iPad. So, Ethan, you wrote the story Dino Bank Robbers Who Actually Stole for Charity.
Yes.
How did you get the idea for that story?
Well, I did it. This was when you guys were asking for dino stories, and I thought of bank robbers for some reason. And I thought plain old bank robbers are just kind of boring, so I decided to make them steal one for charity.
It's a great twist. I can't remember. Do you remember, in your story, was there a specific charity that they were stealing for?
I don't think so.
If you had to guess, if you had to make up what the charity was right now, what would you say?
Maybe a children's hospital.
Oh, that's a good one. And what was it like to hear your story on the radio?
Awesome.
Awesome. Where were you when you heard it? It was a while ago, right?
Yeah, it was. I was in the car. It was right after school. My mom told me, get in the car. We got to go. And I'm like, where? And she said, it's a surprise. And we go to Sonic, and next thing you know, the story comes on.
Did it blow your mind to hear your name?
Mm-hmm.
And what did you get at Sonic?
I got a vanilla root beer.
Oh, that's so good. Did you ever have the cherry limeade at Sonic? Is it good?
Yes.
I always see the commercials. It looks so refreshing, but I've never had one.
You should. They're like the best limeades, except for Brahms.
Except for who?
Brahms. It's this place down in Fort Worth. They make the best limeades.
Oh, that sounds great. I'm going to check that out next time I'm in Texas. So you, what grade are you in, Ethan?
I'm going to 7th.
Wow. Awesome. Are you excited for it?
Kinda.
What's something you are excited about for 7th grade?
Science.
What kind of science do you like?
Astronomy.
Can you tell me a fact about astronomy that I probably don't know?
There's a big star in our galaxy called Betelgeuse, and if you put it where the sun was, it would stretch all the way out to Jupiter.
What? Are you kidding me? That's crazy. Is that what they named the movie Betelgeuse after?
I don't know.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yes.
It's good. I like it. And what's something about 7th grade that you're not looking forward to?
I don't know.
Just like regular old 7th grade stuff?
Yeah.
Well, 7's like a lucky number, so maybe it'll be a good year.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ethan, what advice would you give to a kid who wants to write a story but doesn't know how to start?
Well, first, just think of something funny that's not in a movie, and then try to put it in a story.
Try to put it in a story. That's a great idea. You know what else I really liked about your story, Dino Bank Robbers Who Actually Stole for Charity? Is that you were like, what is something unexpected for bank robbers? Like, it would be funny enough to have dinosaurs who are bank robbers, but you went the extra mile and you added one more twist in there and that they were stealing for charity. I like that. It's good. Ethan, thanks so much for talking to us today.
You're welcome.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks today to Sirius XM Radio. Story Pirates is live in New York City's Broadway Theater District, and your kids can be the stars of the show. Send your original story right now to our website, storypirates.org, and we'll find a time to perform it for you and your friends and family. Our new home at the beautiful Davenport Theater features new stories nearly every Saturday, and we bring the kid authors up on stage after the show for a live interview. If you live in New York or are planning a trip, come see us. And yes, we host big groups too. We also have regular shows in and around Los Angeles, including After Dark shows at the Golden Road Brewery. Coming up soon on our national tour, you could see us in Miami on November 21st and 22nd, Westchester, Pennsylvania on December 5th, and San Francisco on December 12th and 13th. And later this year, we'll be making stops in Colorado, Miami again, and Torrance, California. Check out our website, storypirates.org, for dates, times, and tickets. And if you know any Story Pirates fans with a birthday coming up, you can find shirts and hoodies at our online store, also at storypirates.org. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is brought to you by Paramount Pictures' new big screen family comedy adventure, If. Set within the magical world of imaginary friends, IF's fantastically fun, original story entertains audiences of all ages and delivers a comedy packed with lots of laughs and heart. IF is in theaters May 17th. Personally, I'm looking forward to seeing IF because of all the weird, wild, and funny characters. I saw the trailer, and there's this weird banana-looking character that you can only see in the trailer for like a second, but I'm obsessed. What's that guy's deal? I cannot wait to find out. Plus, if you know me, you know I like a stacked cast, and this one has got it all. Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Louis Gossett Jr., and Steve Carell. A-list much? Not to mention that IF also has my personal favorite actor of all time. That's right, Jon Stewart. I am excited to see this movie, not least of all, because I'd like to see and or hear Jon Stewart on the big screen. From visionary director John Krasinski, IF is about a girl who discovers that she can see everyone's imaginary friends. It's the perfect movie to see with the whole family and takes audiences on a magical big screen adventure filled with heart and hilarious laughs that are meant to be shared. Best of all, IF celebrates the power of a child's imagination, which, you know, sounds pretty good to me. See IF in theaters May 17th. Hey grown-ups, today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey Peter!
Hey Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you!
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you!
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here! Thank you!
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.